This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. When Lily Afshar came to the United States from Iran in 1977, she had no idea it was possible to study guitar in college. Just by chance, she stumbled into the Boston Conservatory, where she began to realize her dream. In 1989, she earned her doctorate in guitar performance from Florida State University, the first woman in the world to do so. Her thesis tied together two of her passions, art and the guitar. Afshar is joined by colleagues at the University of Memphis on her new recording called Musica de Camera, as she explores the relationship between literature and the guitar.
You know, I always like to do something new for my CDs and always do premieres. So this piece by Vladislav Uspensky, Musical Sketches on Pushkin's Eugene Onegin, I got the group together. They're all Memphis musicians. A lot of them are from the faculty at the University of Memphis. We performed it, and then I said, now that I've performed it, why not record it? So it became a world premiere recording.
Uspensky was a 20th century Russian composer who studied with Dmitri Shostakovich and eventually became professor of composition at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. He wrote the musical sketches on Pushkin's Eugene Onegin in 1990 as a commentary on Alexander Pushkin's famous 19th century novel, which also inspired an opera by Tchaikovsky. Each of the 8 sketches reflects a character or scene in this tragic love story, which opens with a coquettish ball. Lily Afshar is joined by violinist Tim Hsu for Paganini's Sonata Concertante. It's the only piece written by this legendary 19th century violinist that gives both instruments virtuosic parts. Afshar believes her performance is enhanced by that of her colleague.
A lot of these recordings that I've heard of this piece, people just want to play it fast, and the second movement has so much give and take in it, and he really takes his time with it and makes me also do the same.
The recording closes out with Piazzolla's History of the Tango. As the title suggests, each movement describes the evolution of this Argentine dance.
In Café 1930, begins with a guitar solo, very romantic, and then the violin joins in. It's beautiful give and take. We added a lot of portamentos, a lot of rubato to make this as romantic as possible. Portamento is a sigh between two notes. It's not written in the music oftentimes, and it's up to the performer to add it. Singers do it all the time. Violinists do it, and guitarists, if we do it in the right place, it gives it a beautiful flavor, as if the guitar is singing. And Segovia was great at that. I remember when I played for him, he added with a green pen portamentos in the music. So I learned that that's a definite important part of playing the guitar. To add it in the right place, it really makes it lyrical.
After listening to Andre Segovia's music for years while growing up in Iran, Lily Afshar says studying with him was very comfortable, like meeting an old friend. For the past 24 years, she's called Memphis home. It's where she's made all of her recordings, and serving as chair of the guitar department at the University of Memphis has allowed her the flexibility to learn and grow as a musician.
Before I moved here, I didn't know anything about Memphis. But of course, when I found out Elvis's home was here, Graceland, that was exciting to me because I used to watch his films as a kid in Iran, and I had a crush on him. I love the vibrancy of the music scene in Memphis. And I'm free and I can develop here and I'm reaching my goals.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.